reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Genesis, page 16. And we read Genesis 18, beginning at verse 1. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre. As he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day, he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds of milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord has said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Colossians, found on page 1260. And we read Colossians 1, beginning at verse 21. You who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. This is the word of the Lord. Let us rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1111, and we read Luke 10, beginning at verse 38. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson for this morning, in particular, the words of Jesus. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is our text. What'd you have for supper 2 Tuesdays ago? You don't know? Did you eat? But you can't remember. What was my sermon about 5 weeks ago? Probably can't remember. I can't remember that. But were you fed? Our human minds are prone to forgetfulness. But like our human bodies, even if we can't remember what we ate a couple weeks ago, it's absolutely critical that we be fed. And yeah, missing one meal, we can probably survive. But if we don't regularly eat, we die. The Word of God is the same. It is the food that nourishes our spirits, that keeps us going. It is so varied in its promises, in its hope, that for we poor, miserable sinners, it sometimes is very difficult to remember all the details that we should. But when we stop being fed regularly, our strength to resist the world, the devil, and even our own flesh weakens on a daily basis. Martha, Martha. A Lord had come to a house not to be fed, but to feed. God Himself was present in Martha's home in the person of Jesus. He'd already done miracles, wondrous things that nobody had ever seen. And yet she's so busy trying to not just impress him, but you have to understand the construction of homes back then. You know those things we call windows? Nice little panes of glass in them? They didn't exist back then. Nor did air conditioning. Mine just went out last night. We think you can't live a day without it. At least that's what I thought. You couldn't just shut the windows up and keep people out. They'd have to be open. And if you had a big guest in your home, guess what everybody in town was doing? God Himself was present. And she didn't have time to listen to Him. In the same way, God Himself is present with us when we gather for worship. Where two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst of them. He's present in the Lord's Supper. Take and eat. This is My body. This is My blood. He's present in the Word. Jesus Himself was the Word that became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And yet so many people become distracted by the world. And while these things by which God feeds us are essential to life, many in the world are starving today because they become distracted. And why is that? It is because we forget by our neglect of the Word to actually understand who we are. President Obama was visiting a nursing home one time. And of course, his presence made a lot of commotion, a lot of excitement. There was this very elderly individual who was sitting out in the hallway, and as President Obama was coming near him, he began to quizzically look at him. He had that look where, you know, I should know you, but I can't place you. As he's intently looking at President Obama, the president walks up to him and shakes his hand and says, "Sir, do you know who I am?" And the man says, "No, I can't help you with that. But if you go up to the front desk, they can tell you who you are." Who are we? Who is Martha? Well, to start with, she was a poor, miserable sinner. As much as we may try to impress others, as much as we may try to impress God, our sin is so great, our wickedness so profound, that God will never be that impressed. That is why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. Because our works do never measure up. And no matter how many people on earth we may appear to impress, that doesn't save us. But God did so love us that He sent His Son. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, that has changed who we are. You know that one question I like to ask you every now and again? It's time for that to be repeated. Can you in some way, anyway, describe yourself as being perfect? Please raise your hands. I think you are the only congregation in at least the United States that knows to do that. When you were baptized, your sins were washed away. But I've also reported to you how many times I ask other people that question, and they go, "No, there is no way that I can describe myself as being perfect." And frequently I followed up, well, were you baptized? Yeah. What happened then? And not always, unfortunately, but quite often people will say, well, my sins were washed away. How many of them? All of them. Can you in some way describe yourself as being perfect? Well, I guess in some way. But why should I have to do that? Why should I have to go through that whole process? Because we forget who we are. We are God's beloved children, washed and made holy in the waters of baptism. We go to the Lord's Supper. We eat His body and drink His blood. He is present within us. Our God loves us so much that He would send His Son to die for us. And when He was raised from the dead, He gave to us eternal life. We're not citizens here. We're citizens of heaven. Why get so anxious about this life when your real home is safe and secure in heaven with God? Why bother trying to impress the people around you when it is God's opinion alone that really matters? The problem is we do forget who we are. And it's not a front desk that we need to go to rediscover that. It's the place where God has promised to be found, to make His presence among us. It's in His Word. Hearing it proclaimed with fellow Christians, where a special presence of God is said to be, feasting upon it in the Lord's Supper, where the very body and blood of Jesus that was present with Mary and Martha, which is also there on the cross, which also rose, is now present with us. Because we've been joined to Him, the waters of baptism, washed, made clean, absolutely perfect. That's who we are. And when we remember who we are and how we got that way, the Word and the sacraments are something that are always going to be precious to us. And the distractions of this world will seem small, like it did to Mary. But when we forget who we are, it's easy to be pulled away by the world and the devil and our own human flesh, to get caught up in all these distractions that do not matter in terms of our eternity. You're here today because you were not distracted. And that is good. But how many people do you know that aren't present somewheres? We need to remind them of who they are. And also remind them that God Himself is present. That they can come and meet Jesus in the Word and in the sacraments, and discover something precious about themselves that they've obviously forgotten. May God help us not to forget who we are and not forget to remember also where God has told us He will be. But in a world where so many have forgotten these things, so many have changed from Mary's to Martha's, may God help us get them undistracted. Tell them who they are. And tell them where they can find their Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.